I'm home. I know where everything is. No GPS, nowhere. Vallejo's a small town. You know, this is a small town. It's just north, south, east, west. And everybody knows everybody. It's always good here. The food is just amazing. So as you got to see yourself, it's really good.
They have the C.J. Anderson special. Tell me about that. What is that?
So it's like us Californians, we're huge on Mexican food. So it's kind of like a breakfast taco. I've been getting it for a while. One of my friends put me on it. I've been getting it for a while. And then when they changed it to my name, it's every time I come in, they know what I want. I don't even have to ask. Head down to my barbershop that I've been going to since I was two. Amos and Brandon should be there. Amos and his son, Brandon. Me growing up with no father, I try to get around as many male mentors as I can, and Amos is definitely that. What I remember is I used to walk to the closet in the back and grab this little old broom and a dustpan, and as the barbers were cutting, and just go around sweeping, and sweeping and sweeping off of $1. This shop is home. It's always been home. I've told them that. And they understand that. It's like I said, I've been here since I was 2 years old. Good thing about this is everybody, I come back home and everybody still looks at me as little old CJ, you know, that loves to play football, and little old CJ that stayed out of trouble. Or Miss Barbara's son, Miss Neva's son, you know, that didn't get into trouble, that stayed out the way. So that is always a blessing that, you know, things doesn't change for me, you know, back in my hometown. This is our house. Now, it is completely different than when it was when I grew up. But when I grew up, this was my room. Me and my little brother, we shared the room. Now, me and my little brother, we used to play tackle football. You know, we used to, just funny. So this all used to be carpet. Me and my older brother, Byron, he would play on his knees. You know, that's the only way we get a chance to tackle him at all. It was us two versus him. All this was carpet too. So, you know, stretching over the end zone and the pylon, this was the touchdown that we used to do. And we used to have Monday night football on. And every Monday night, we all came here as brothers and play tackle football. Now into the queen's room, which it always looks like this. It's always been this way, but this is my grandmother's room. Everybody knows Miss Barbara in the crest. Everybody knows this is the house you don't want to touch. I remember my grandma, you know, when everybody used to be on the street, like if we would have pulled and everybody on the street, she used to take her water hose and get out in front of my house. I mean, that was my grandmother. So everybody knows, you know, you don't mess with Miss Barbara's kids, you don't mess with Miss Barbara's house.
I took him to his practices and I went to all his games. Even with him saying he wanted to be a football player, I just took it as like a lot of young people do. I want to be a football player. I never took it serious. I really probably didn't take it serious till he got to college. He had a goal to go someplace where not a lot of people can get, and he's doing good. And I'm just proud to say I'm his grandmother.
When I meet people and they go, you know, who's your mom? I go, Neva Gaddis. And, oh, shit, Gaddis? Oh, Miss Barbara and, you know, Loretta. And they just start naming everybody that. I'm like, yeah, you know the whole family.
We know all about the neighborhood he grew up in. How was CJ able to get out so clean and stay on the straight path?
But it was actually me. I had told them that your environment is not you. That you, whatever you do, I'm going to be proud of you. So, me staying on him. That's how it works.
Sometimes we talk to CJ during the season. He says, I just talked to mom. She says, I got to smile, have some more fun. What kind of advice do you always like to give him?
I really don't critique him that much. Usually I let him analyze it. And then once he analyzes the game, and then I put my two cents on it. But I always tell him, just go out and have fun. Like, you human, you're going to make mistakes. Just correct them. Just don't go out and keep repeating them.
I used to have a football in my backpack. We used to always have a baseball and a tennis ball for, you know, fun games, you know, with, you know, like strikeout and things of that nature against other kids, and, you know, go to a local park and play basketball. So it's pretty special.